You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has arrived in Poland at the start of a five-day apostolic journey. It's his 15th pastoral visit abroad and features many highlights, including participation in the 31st World Youth Day taking place in Krakow, where he will participate in a vigil, celebrate the closing mass, and meet with the tens of thousands of young people from across the globe. During his visit, the Pope will also visit the former Nazi concentration camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau. He will celebrate Holy Mass at the nation's holiest shrine at Jasna Góra, and he will pray at the Shrine of Divine Mercy. After landing in Krakow this afternoon, Pope Francis addressed the country's political leaders and urged them to welcome migrants fleeing from wars and hunger.
Occorre la disponibilità ad accogliere quanti fuggono dalle guerre e dalla fame.
The Pope there speaking to Poland's political leaders. Meanwhile, Vatican Radio's Lydia O'Kane is in Krakow to report on the journey. We go to her now. Hello, Lydia. What were your impressions of that first event?
Yes, Linda, just as you mentioned there, just a little while ago, the Pope made that speech to the authorities in the presence of the President of Poland. The first thing he did, of course, was pay homage to his predecessor, the Polish Pope, Pope St. John Paul II, whom he called the unforgettable St. John Paul, originator and promoter of the World Youth Days. Yes, his speech covered the issue of emigration and the phenomenon, he called, of migration. He was referring, with regard to emigration, to Polish young people who have been forced to leave Poland in order to find jobs. And he said there is a need to seek out the reasons for emigration from this land. He also, of course, talked about the phenomenon of migration, and he urged political leaders to welcome people fleeing war and hunger. He said that solidarity with those deprived of their fundamental rights, including the right to profess one's faith in freedom and safety. Another thing he mentioned during this speech was he stressed the need to protect human life from conception to natural death as well.
Lydia, you have been in Krakow for the past few days. What can you tell me about the reception the Pope's receiving there?
Yes, well, on his way from the airport and towards Wawel Castle there in the centre of Krakow, thousands of World Youth Day pilgrims in their blue and red T-shirts, the colours of World Youth Day here, were out in force to greet the Pope. They had flags, banners, so it was a very, very enthusiastic welcome for Pope Francis. Earlier, I was down in the main square where there was singing, chanting, more flag waving, a really great spirit of encounter. I even saw a group of scouts doing a dance in the square. Everything here is well organized. There are concerts for the pilgrims. There are food points where people can eat. There's obviously a huge security presence, but apart from cars not being allowed around certain areas, the pilgrims can get around reasonably easily. I spoke to two girls, actually, two pilgrims. One was from India, and she told me that she was here really for people who were suffering in her own country and are having difficulties being able to practice their faith in her country. And she said she was here for young, so that young people can have a future of hope. I also talked to a girl from Jordan, and she said that she hoped the Pope would give a message for those who are suffering as a result of the conflict in the Middle East.
Lydia, following in a tradition established by Pope John Paul II, Pope Francis is expected, perhaps even this evening, to appear at a balcony in central Krakow. Do you know anything about that?
That's right. There is that expectation. And there are many, actually, pilgrims who have been coming to this Archbishop's residence. And as soon as you arrive there, you see this big picture at the main window of Pope St. John Paul II. On entry, many of the pilgrims, the World Youth Day pilgrims, were coming to lay flowers at a statue in the courtyard where you see Pope John Paul II and his hands are outstretched. Inside the preparations, I was lucky enough to get inside to see the final preparations for the Pope's visit here. There were fresh flowers being organised, and that window I was just talking about was giving a real thorough cleaning before the Pope's arrival.